A very good afternoon. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Kesubas Daf Hey, Kesubas 5A, pagination is 9, starting from the words at the end of a line, Ibo'iluhu, which can be found about midway on the page. By way of introduction, I would like to mention that on the very first page of the Masechta, regarding Besula Nises, by Yom HaRevi'i, that a Besula should be married on the fourth day of the week. The wording, fourth day of the week, we understood to mean that as a result, they would have their relations that night, and if there was something that needed to be discussed, they would come to Beis Din on the fifth day of the week, what we call Thursday, because that was the day that Beis Din met. Tosfos mentions that the reason that it refers to it as Yom HaRevi'i, they should get married on the fourth day of the week, they should get married on Wednesday, and not that they should get married Wednesday night, which is halachically the fifth day of the week. Why the fourth day? Because there could always be issues in the marriage that have to be settled between the two families. And therefore, we want the marriage to be done on the day of the fourth day of the week, so that everything should be settled and everything should work out, and they should end up being able to have relations that night. If you cut things too late, then things get delayed, and it could be there simply won't be enough time that night for them to successfully conclude, I guess, the finances of the deal, and therefore go to chuppah and bring the marriage to successful completion. So Tosfos over there was considering the possibility that things would get so delayed that they would miss the Wednesday night opportunity for relations, and therefore the Thursday court day would have no relevance. Our Gemara is going to do the reverse consideration. What happens if the marriage was early enough on the fourth day of the week that they actually would be able to have relations on the fourth day? Now, normally we don't have relations during the day, but under certain circumstances, it is permitted. And the question was, could it be allowed? Or were we very strict over here and we wanted specifically that they should be together that night in order that there shouldn't be a whole lot of time between the time that they're together and the possibility of coming to the Beis Din should there be such a need? Iboy Luhu. The Gemara asks the question. Besula nesis baravii v'nev eles baravii v'lo chashinan la'akruriei darta. Is it permissible for the besula to be married on the day of the fourth day of the week and also to have relations on that same day? And we're not worried, according to this approach in the question, to the fact that he'll cool down and he won't bring it to the court and we won't investigate the possibility that something illicit occurred. Odilma, or the other side of the question, would be Besula Nises Bereviv and Iveles Bachamishi. The Besula should specifically be wed on the fourth day, such that the relations occur on the fifth day, or the night preceding what we would call the fifth day, the way a Jewish day works, starting at the night. Because we are concerned about him cooling off from his anger. And we definitely do not want him to cool down. We want him to show up in Beis Din if he feels that something needs to be investigated or attended to. So that's the question. Again, as I mentioned, Tosfos was worried you wouldn't even get relations that night. Our Gemara is asking, what about having relations during the day if the chasna moves along that quickly? Toshema, let me bring you a proof. The Tani Bar Kapara, we learned Besula Nisis Baravid Vinivelas Bachamishi. The Besula should be wed on Wednesday and should have relations that night, which is the fifth day of the week, halachically. Ha'ol v'nemra b'bracha l'dogim, because it's the day, if you look in Chumash Bereishis, in the first perek, you'll see that's the day that the fish were blessed, peru urevu, be fruitful and multiply. It's an opportune time for relations and to try to be fruitful and multiply. And that's the goal, to try to have the relations on that same day of the week. Almana, if a woman already had relations prior to this marriage, a widow, for example, Nises Bachamishi Vinivelis Bishishi, she's wed on Thursday and she has relations on that night, which is technically Friday, the sixth day of the week. Ha'il v'nemra b'bracha la'adam, and that's the day when blessing was declared to mankind, peru urevu, referring to Adam and Chava. What you see from this statement, though, is taima, the reason, mishum bracha. They want a blessing. That's the ideal way to get the blessing. Avo mishum ekrure daita lo chayshinon. But had the brisa held of something much more significant, which is the issue of making sure he comes to Beis Din and we're worried that he's going to cool down, the brisa should have mentioned it. It totally omits such a concern. The whole thing is that you could obtain blessing by having relations on that night, and that indicates to us that if a person is willing to forego the blessing, it's halachically acceptable for him to have relations at the time of the marriage during Wednesday, as the Gemara posed the question. Asks the Gemara, now that you've told me that there's a blessing of fish regarding Thursday, Ihochi almana nami tibol b'chamishi. So maybe the woman who was in a prior relationship, and she's getting married now, why are you pushing her to Thursday so that the relations should be the night of Friday? Why don't you simply allow relations right away? Because she'll be able to have the blessing of the fish. Ho v'nemra b'bracha l'dogim. And the Gemara answers, bracha da'odam adifa. It's better to have the blessing of mankind. And therefore, the Besula is going to do Wednesday with relations on the night that's called Thursday, so that Thursday morning, when the court is available, they'll be able to meet up if need be. But the woman who had relations already, and we know that, and that's on the table, so she gets married on Thursday, and she has the relations on the night of Friday, the night preceding Friday, if you will, in order that they get the blessing of mankind. V'inami, another approach is, mishum shaktu, the concern regarding the almana, the woman who already had relations, is a concern of the rabbis. The Tanya, we learned, mipnei ma'omru almana nises b'chamishi v'nivelas b'shishi. Why are we having her wed on Thursday and have the relations that night? Shemata omer tivol b'chamishi, because if you would allow them to have the relations earlier, l'macha mashkim l'umnaso, the man might get up the next morning and go to work. And we want takonas benos Yisrael sheyeh sameach ima shlosha yamim, that the man should be joyous with her for 3 days. Chamishi b'Shabbos, the day of the wedding, and we encourage the relations to be that night, so that he'll already sleep late, I guess. The Erev Shabbos, he'll stay home from work that day and stay with her for Friday. The Shabbos, and Shabbos is not going to work, so he'll end up with three consecutive days to rejoice with her. And that's precisely the way it's paskind in Halacha, Simon Samach Dalid, that even if both sides had prior marriages, nevertheless, although there's no mitzvah of Sheva Brachas, the 7 days, but there is a mitzvah of Simcha for 3 days. The Gemara concludes the theme by asking, Ma'ika ben Bracha l'shaktu, what's the difference whether you invoke that the relations should be on Friday because of, or Thursday night, in order that they should have the blessing of mankind, or Shaktu, because we want to make sure that she gets 3 days of attention, of happiness. Ike benayu, the difference is Adam Batal, a person who does not have a job. So he's not going to work either way. You could allow him, according to the reason of Shaktu, you could allow him to have the relations on Thursday at the time of the Chasna, and you don't have to push it to Thursday night because he's not going anywhere anyway. But if you're focusing on bracha, the blessing of mankind, so then you want the relations to be Thursday night because that's the blessing of Friday. Inami, or another example, is Yom Tov Shecholios Be'erev Shabbos. If you have a Yom Tov that's an addendum to Shabbos that falls out on a Friday, so as far as work goes, even if he had relations earlier, he's not going anywhere, he's going to stay home with her. But if you're looking for the bracha, for the blessing is only going to be on what is halachically Friday, meaning Thursday night, they would have to wait for the relations in order to get that blessing. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.